Well, you know what? Let's launch with Matthew 16, verses 18 through 19. That may not be on there. I gave them 100 scriptures and I missed that one. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 18 and 19. Hallelujah. Where the word of the Lord says, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. The Lord is saying, I know who you are. But you, Simon Peter, don't know what you're going to be. I know what you're going to be. He said, and upon this rock in the future, this is what I'm going to do. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is what he said in verse 19. And I will give unto thee, in other words, unto you, Simon Peter, I'm going to give the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, if there's a man in the Bible that the Lord said, I'm going to give you the keys, you can open it, you can shut it. What you say has got to be done. What you don't do shouldn't be done. What you do should be done. That's what he said. Now, if he said that to anyone in the Word of God, wouldn't it make good, clear sense to follow after that individual? It would to me. Amen. And so that's what the Lord said. And we know, and I'll explain it here shortly, but we know that the Lord kept his promise upon the man of God. Because he said, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. If you want to get in somewhere and you don't have the keys, find Brother Farrell. I mean, the man with the keys. Amen. He will get you in there. And tonight, I'm just telling you, I wish every pastor in the world was listening to me right now, not because I'm teaching real good, because I'm not even teaching. I'm just discussing the Word of God. Find the man with the keys, because Simon Peter's the man that God gave the keys to, started the New Testament church with, and it's still the New Testament church today. Why? Simply because he said, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. He's not changed his mind. Amen. Now, there's many, many, many places you can go where the Spirit will draw you, and that is a good thing. But we're also looking for the place where the doctrine can hold you. Spirit will draw you, but doctrine will hold you. Amen. Praise God. Here's what I want to talk about. Just very, very basic, very simple. But I want to talk about being grateful. Be grateful. Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. If you would pray for me, because the Word certainly doesn't need it, but I need it as I share the Word. So would you pray for me tonight? Master, we call upon the name that's greater, more powerful, more wonderful than any name I know, and that would be the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, for your will to be done, for your Spirit to move and your power to prevail in the name of the Lord. And everybody shouted amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're making this place look so good. All of us in the house have tons of things that we can be grateful for. And I have tons of things that I can think about that I am completely grateful for. One of the first things that just comes right out of my mind is my family. Amen. I'm very thankful for my family. It looks like, unless things change, that I'm about to lose my dad. He is in an assisted living place, and he is having great difficulty. Tried to talk to him on the phone today, and I just couldn't make out what he was trying to say. And so I'll be trying to get to him to see him shortly. But we're all born with that dreaded disease called age, and there's no cure for it as of yet. But when we get to the kingdom of God, we will never die. We'll never be sick. We'll never grow old. We'll be happy. We will have joy, unspeakable and full of glory. But I thank God for a loving family. I thank God for a caring family, a close family. Amen. A loving family is like music. Some notes are high and some notes are low, but it's always a beautiful song. And that's family. Somebody said, love the people God gave you because he will want them back one day. And that's the truth. Amen. I'm grateful tonight for my church because, as I read in Matthew chapter number 16, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. There's a number of reasons why, and we can talk about that perhaps another time. Amen. There's great faith in the church. Faith manipulates fear. When you're afraid to do something for God, it means you're going into an adventure where you've never been. Faith will urge you to continue even though you're afraid. Amen. And on. Praise God. And then I am very, very thankful for my country. Praise God. Hallelujah. One of the things that I am thankful for about my country is for the freedom to worship. Now, how many of you are thankful for your country? Raise your hand. All right. I need some help with the Bible study for just a few moments. I need about four or five people that will raise their hand that can think of a reason why you're thankful for your country. Dun, 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 dun. Why are you thankful for your country? Yes. All right. Good deal. Praise God. Is there anybody else? Hannah? Now, the mic is way over here, so scream. Freedom of speech and freedom of religion. All right. Bass?
We're free to build a million-dollar church.
Ooh. Free to build a million-dollar church. And another thing I'm thankful for, you're free to give that $1 million and pay for it. Hallelujah. That's awesome. Praise God. I didn't even think about that, but it's true. Amen. If we were under some ironclad rule where we couldn't worship God freely, we surely wouldn't have been able to build this. Am I correct? Or is he correct? Yeah. Amen. Somebody give me one more good reason why you love your country. Sis? What is it? I'm sorry. Yes, it's founded on God. Praise the Lord. All right. Those are good reasons. I like them. Praise God. I thank God. And we could really, really get patriotic right now with the blood, the guts, and the glory and all of that. But let me just say I thank God for my country. Now, it is Bible study, and this is where I'm going. Number one, I am grateful tonight that I know how many gods there is. There are religions that worship literally millions of gods. There's a God for every tiny organism, every tiny little thing. But I'm telling you tonight, I'm glad that I know how many gods there are. How many gods are there, ladies and gentlemen? Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. Praise God. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called. Ephesians 4 and 1 right there. Now, the reason he said that is because he's talking to preachers here. Amen. And so we need to understand. Number two. All right. With all lowliness, meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Forbearing, that means putting up with one another. Amen? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We will keep unity of the Holy Ghost because we're bound by peace. I like that. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. Amen. All right. Isaiah 43 and 11. I want you to write these down. Somebody's going to need them this week. That's why I'm teaching this. Praise the Lord. God gave it to me because somebody's going to approach you and need this. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 43 and 11. Here we go. I, he said, in the Old Testament, even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Amen. Just laugh when you hear about how the Father looked over at the Son and said, I want you to go and die, because the Son was not there except in the Father. Jesus Christ was not yet until he was born in a manger. After that, he became the deity that you and I will look upon and will be called God. That was the body. Amen. Praise God. Now, Isaiah 45, verses 5 through 6. I'm sorry, 44 and 6. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. So beside him there's no Savior. Beside him there is no God. Amen. Does that make sense? Should make sense. It's scripture. Isaiah 45, 5 and 6. This is something I'm grateful for. I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Amen. Praise God. Exodus 3:14. Look at this. From the very beginning of the word of God. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Jesus said he's the Alpha and the Omega. Jesus said that he's the I am. And God said in the Old Testament, I am that I am. He didn't say we is the we is. Amen. He said, I am the I am. Praise the Lord. We need to understand that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh, unto not themselves, but unto himself. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. Praise God. Amen. Where are we at? I'm getting excited. John 8:58. Something I'm grateful for here. I know. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, Jesus was saying, I'm the one that told you in Exodus that I am the I am. Praise God. John 14 and 9. Where the word of the Lord says, Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Jesus told Philip. Philip asked him, he said, show us the Father, that it sufficeth us. In other words, satisfy us here. You talk about the Father, you talk about the Son, you talk about this and that. Show us the Father so we'll know. And Jesus said, have I been so long with you and you still don't know who I am? When you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Praise God. Amen. Right? And then John 10 and 30. I and my Father are one. Last scripture, 2 Corinthians 4. Now, last scripture I have. I could be here a long time. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through 4. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. It's not hid to the ones that are saved. It's hid to those that are lost. Praise God. Amen. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Believe not what? That there is only one God and that his name is Jesus. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. This doesn't come until it comes with truth, a revelation. And God gives it to those that are hungry and those that are thirsty for it. Praise God. I thank God also tonight that I'm still hungry and I'm still thirsty. Secondly, I'm grateful that I know the plan of salvation. Amen. I'm not the only one that knows. And this church is not the only church that knows. We're not the only one that preaches the plan of salvation, but we're one of them, and I thank God for that. I'm grateful for that. Amen. Acts 22:16, I'd like for you to look at this. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Why? Wash away thy sins. How? Calling on the name of the Lord. Now, the last I looked through the scripture, the name of the Lord is Jesus. Am I right? Mark 16:16, this is how important. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So we've got to believe, we've got to be baptized, and in the future we're going to be saved. Praise God. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. I'm grateful I know the plan of salvation, where the word of the Lord says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I remember the day when a preacher could say that and there'd be aisle running. There'd be leaping for joy. There'd be screaming. There'd be hand clapping. But the world has attacked the church, and the church is in warfare. But I don't care how hard the world attacks the church. I'm telling you, that's the plan of salvation. Amen. If you're here and if you're here and you believe that, I want you to shout amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Look at Acts chapter 10 and verse number 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God, and then answered Peter. Listen, they heard them do what? They heard them speak in tongues. Everyone that receives the Holy Ghost speaks in that heavenly language. Amen. Praise God. And so it's a fact. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse number 6, where the word of the Lord says, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues, and they prophesied. Amen. This Holy Ghost infilling is totally separate than believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Repentance is separate from believing. Baptism is separate than repentance. The Holy Ghost is separate from all of those experiences. And every one of those experiences are experiences that you and I can enjoy. Why? Because we open the Word of God and we make them available. Praise God. And that's a good thing. And I am so grateful for the plan of salvation. Amen. Praise God. Did we go to Acts 10:48? He commended them to be commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because this bunch got the Holy Ghost while he was preaching, and that blew their minds. And then they were baptized. And then he had to stay and explain everything that happened. Amen. Praise God. This is not an educational move. It's a move of the Holy Ghost. It's a move of the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. And then thirdly, I am grateful that I know who Jesus is. He's not just a prophet, as some would preach. He's not just a good teacher, as others would preach. He was not just a good man, as some would preach. Let's find out who he is. John 5 and 43. Praise God. He said, I am come in my Father's name. So when you say Jesus, you're saying the name of the Father. And you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you would receive. But you don't receive me because I've come in my Father's name. You don't want to believe that I'm him in the flesh. But you'll believe it one day, because my Bible says that every tongue shall confess. Praise God. Isaiah 45 and verse number 5. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded you, though thou hast not known me. Praise God. And then look at 45 and 5. I'm the Lord. There's none else. There's no God beside me. I girded thee. And look at Revelation 1 and 8. I'm Alpha. I'm Omega. That leaves everything and everybody else out, doesn't it? Jesus said, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. And then he summed it up and said, I am the Almighty. How much more do we need? Praise God. Amen. I am grateful for his many, many blessings. I'm grateful for the blessings of his finances upon you. I'm grateful for the blessings of finance upon me, although I'm not bragging about it. Amen. I wouldn't brag about that. There's not a whole lot to boast about. But I do know this. One fellow said, I came into this world with nothing, and I still have most of it. I thank God, and I am grateful for my health. Amen. And I've got most of my mind. Praise God. You put up with the other batch that I don't have, and I'm grateful for that too. Amen. But one of the things that I want to close this Bible study with tonight and saying, and I have thought this and thought this since we have finished this building. We have been in here having church, and we have had great church. Amen. You've noticed, I know this, that our baptistry is not in here. It's in the other building, but it hasn't stopped us from baptizing 6 or 7 people already. People are receiving the Holy Ghost already. Amen. But I want to tell Landmark that I am thankful for you. I am thankful for you. Amen. Praise God. There's men in here. I could name men, all of our leadership. I could name our ushers. I could name our Sunday school teachers and just men all over the place. Amen. Praise God that there's just, if Pastor wanted it, you'd do your best to get it for me. And I don't know, I don't know how to even convey how appreciative I am to you for that. Amen. And there are ladies that sometimes when your husband's kind of numb on one end and dumb on the other, praise God, you just kind of nudge him and say, look, we need to do this. We need to pray a little more. We need to give a little more and get up and let's go. Let's get where we need to. Let's do what. And you're urging and pushing. And I can't thank you enough. And the sacrifice. Folks, if I began to call names and tell you what they've given, what they've sacrificed, and what they shared with, and what they cared with, it would blow your mind. Amen. But I want to say tonight that I am absolutely grateful for every one of you. Every one of you. You say, he's not talking to me because I haven't had very much to give. Oh, yes, you have. When you've been here when you didn't feel like it, when you've been here when you were sick, when I saw you praying in the prayer room, when I overheard you mention my name, my wife's name, my children's name, my grandkids' name in prayer, when I saw you, hey, you can't put a dollar sign. Don't you even think any smaller than anyone else that gave the most. I'm telling you, I thank God for each and every one of you, what you give, what you share, and how you care and how you sacrifice. It means everything to us. And I want to say thank you and that I am grateful for you. Amen. Let's stand together. I want to pray because, as I said earlier, the church is under attack. True spirituality is under attack. And we knew that was going to happen. We knew in the last days, saith the Lord, troublesome times would come. Dark days would come. And the prince of this world trying to overcome. He had to save his big guns for last. Well, that's fine. But we've had big guns all along. And we can go and refuel, and we can go and get new ammunition anytime we want it. We know that what we have access to is off limits to the enemy. But I thank God we have access to that. And so I want to call upon that tonight over you tonight in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Master, I call upon your name right now, and I seek the favor in the very face of God. I ask your blessings, Lord, your strength, your anointing. I pray right now that a hunger and a desire for more of you will come into the hearts, the spirits, the minds, and the souls of every individual that's in this house. Master Paul mentioned in the Word of God that he was a prisoner of Christ. We are either going to be a prisoner of you or we're going to be a prisoner of this world. And I pray, God, that you would make us to become addicted by the power of God and the sweet Spirit of the Lord. Let your anointing flow through this house. Set souls free, Lord, that are bound. Deliver those, Lord, that need your desperate touch. And we praise you for your answers to prayer. We praise you for your healings, your virtue that flows. And we thank you for tonight's Bible study, Lord. We're grateful for the church, grateful for family, and we are grateful for the truth of this gospel. And we ask you, Lord, to help us to take it to a world that's dying and losing and without you. In Jesus' name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight. Shake hands. Greet one another. God bless you as you're dismissed in Jesus' mighty name.